Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday, April 23rd. It's 10 past 9. Friday. Woo!
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Friday. Text time.
Oh, is that what that was? Oh,
that's
okay.
Good,
I
yeah.
was like, wow, we're going to the phones, everyone. That's. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, long-time listener, first-time caller here. I just wanted to say it's my nephew's best friend's daughter's birthday. If you could give a shout-out, that'd be great. She's mine.
You're on the air, which means you're giving the shout-out.
Oh, all right. Okay, happy birthday. I hope you have a great ninth year on this planet.
Okay.
I think you're a wonderful child.
If you've wondered why we've switched to text, there's an example. Our text number is 800-400-3697. That didn't include the crummy lines that often get through and drop out right in the middle of a call, too. So, anyway. Hey, Vinny, who says there aren't no ticks at the beach? We went to Año Nuevo to see the elephant seals and came back covered in ticks.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, you guys, for making my mornings. Here's another one.
Don't ruin it for Vinny. It's the only place he can have a picnic.
Ticks are for... Tick fear is real. My kid went on a field trip to Moss Landing at the nature preserve, and half the class ended up having ticks on him. Oh, I checked my kid thoroughly, and he was fine until 2 days later when I found one on the top of his head. The little bugger must have been in the car and crawled into his hair sometime after the trip. Never going to that place again.
Ticks are insidious.
Well.
Everyone should live in a plastic bubble, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Be very afraid.
510 says, Lyme disease. Says the man surfing with sharks. Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
They have a point there.
But I am afraid of sharks. Do not think I'm not. I am. I'm absolutely terrified of sharks. But I'm surfing since I'm a little boy. So surfing is a part of me that I might put it this way. Picnic, surfing. Like, I'm totally surfing. I'm not going to worry about picnics. Like, I don't care. Yeah.
I've
I'm
been
not interested.
Picnicking since I was a very little girl, and it's part of me.
Okay, well, then you just, take that risk.
I'm going to have to take that chance.
And do your thing.
Would the tick theme song be more like, meanie, meanie?
There's at least
once. It takes
once
them a long time to get over to you. Meanie, watch out, meanie.
At least once, week, I have a moment where I think, what was that? When I'm in the ocean, and I definitely have a fear of a face coming out of the water and biting my head off. I do.
Oh, all mouth that face. Oh, is that Jaws in tick?
That's a tick.
That's a tick. Nice. Jaws, got it. Very well done.
Oh, it's coming. Quick, clean up the picnic. It's still 2 feet away. We can probably get out of here in time.
I hear their jumpers. Good morning, Alice fam. Yesterday, my job presented a lot of pressure. and I was having a very stressful morning. I got to listen to the podcast shortly after 11, and as I was still in the middle of my crisis, I was able to LOL very loudly in my home as I heard Sarah's impression of Gronk. It gets me every time. Thank you for bringing some sunshine into my stormy morning yesterday.
That's
sincerely
what I do.
Sincerely love you guys, all four of you. Have a great weekend, you mofos.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're going to do provided I don't suddenly come down with the flu later this afternoon, we're planning on doing a...
Or your house isn't still full.
Right. My house fills with water. There's no poo. There's zero poo. It's the clean water regulator that's broken. Mm-hmm. It's the income, not the outflow.
I'd say that, too. I wouldn't want anybody to know about the poo all over my house. It's disgusting.
How's John doing?
Yuck.
He's busy. He's busy right now. It's the flurry of activity.
I know you have a lot going on over there. I hope you have bio suits handy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I might just take a nap after. I just can't. There's only so much I can handle.
Oh, I love that. Says the lady that dishes it all day and then goes, I've had enough.
I've had enough now.
As soon as it's coming back at her.
Right.
Jesus.
Well, you mop up one floor and you go, well, it seems like there's very capable people on the job here.
I agree with you, Sarah. Go take a nap.
Yeah, I want to wake up and the house is fixed.
Yeah,
That's what my sincere hope is. I do not want to go into the weekend with no water.
That's true.
510 says, Vin, how did the thief get the car keys? You know damn well how the thief got the car keys. They were in the damn car.
He just wanted to hear you tell it again.
Of course.
Boy, you
wanted
were mad
to
at
hear
everyone
me
in
say
the house
that. That's it. It wasn't about the car keys. You got the car. You can have the keys, too. It's the house key that they got with the car keys.
Well, that's the problem with a ring of keys. They're all on there.
Jesus,
so he's pissed at his mom for not raising the alarm when she heard something outside the window.
I actually am not.
He's pissed at his wife because she left the keys in the car.
It was an insult to injury in the moment when Sandy said, I thought I heard something last night. I was just like, of course you did. But really, it was about who leaves the keys in the car overnight. Who does that?
I've done it. Everybody does.
Apparently busy moms do that is what I'm hearing from plenty of people who've said, oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah,
well, now you know why not to do it. Because you're going to have to replace all the locks and the doors knowing that a thief has your house key now.
And you're about to be evacuated for the fires.
Yeah, that was rough. That was a rough. It's been rough. Yeah. Times are rough. I don't have any other way to describe it. Rough days.
Well, you're right at the peak of what you can handle, but you handled it.
Did
with
I?
With vodka.
Yeah,
I
didn't
know
do
how
it with
you
that,
do it.
But man, oof. iGirl isn't comparable to Gorilla Glue. Gorilla was a choice. I was a mistake. Good point.
That is a good point. They, Bryn, was that a picture of the actual encrusted
contact? Yes.
So this lady wore colored contacts too. Mm-hmm. Like it looked like it had a brown ring in the middle of it.
Yes.
Hmm. That's like a. I don't. Maybe they were also prescription, but she definitely there was a vanity thing going on there too.
She wants brown eyes.
I don't know. Hmm. Look brown. I don't. It's just the photo though. It's all crusted.
I feel like
crusted
people
with
buy
the blue.
Let me see if I can find color like, changing contacts to get. Away from
green
brown.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know what they
purple
mean
eyes.
Here. 408 says, I only wanted to be naked around more than one naked dude twice. It's out of my system.
Oh.
Are they talking about the
They
the
did
devils?
The devil's three-way twice.
All right. Well.
Or maybe it's a dude who wanted to be naked. He's just like, I'm going to try two. Now I'm back to five.
Back to five.
I don't know. Look, they don't give us a lot of information to work off of. We got to draw our own conclusions.
I was so embarrassed. My brother-in-law, who is gay, took us to this beach, embarrassed the hell out of my wife's son. It's funny and fun. I guess they went to a nude beach. Someone else wrote something I should read, though. 925 says, do you guys hear yourself? It's not a gay beach. It's fine. As if being gay isn't fine? Check yourselves. You said that it that way twice.
I don't understand. What did we say exactly?
It's not a gay beach. It's fine, is the quote.
As in parts of Baker Beach are, I meant it's fine. You can have clothes on.
Yeah, I don't know.
I certainly don't care if you're gay or not, or if you're naked or not. Just give me an alert. Naked people ahead. I don't care if the naked people are gay or straight. I don't want any part of the naked people.
Yeah,
I think I was saying you're fine on there if you've got a bathing suit on. You could bring children. It's fine for that. I certainly didn't mean anything derogatory about gay people.
And
I'm
sorry
if you misconstrued it.
When I think of a naked beach, I like to think of lots of beautiful naked ladies. And
yeah,
that's nothing against gay people.
That's
but
a
that
unicorn
beach.
That
has
beach,
never been found.
Beach
the beach I've often found.
It's on the Isle of Lesbos.
It's littered with penis. Just littered. Right. And I find myself going, this is not what I came down here to view.
And most guys, they turn a corner and see naked dudes and they go, oh, are we naked? Let's do this. Yeah, that seems freeing.
Let me see what else I got here. I want to move on to some other subjects.
I like that subject. It's fine.
What is the? I don't even know what they're saying here. Sarah, I wanted to hear Vin's story about the Russians and their vodka, not your bit with the accent. What did that second dose do to you?
Sorry about it. Did we not hear
it? Doesn't sound like the second dose did anything to you, does it?
No, I feel okay. Not good. Wasn't it a fast fact that until 2011, anything under 10% alcohol was considered not alcohol?
Food. It was considered food. So
was
I
there more?
That
I didn't mean to interrupt the story.
16-year-olds can throw a sixer up on the counter and buy it right away.
I'm 9.
Right.
This is 9.5%. What?
Friday compliments for Sarah. You're adorable with your silver pixie cut.
Oh, how are they saying that? Thank you.
You are wicked smart with a quick wit, and you're hysterically funny. You're also incredibly gifted
Instagram.
And talented with all your different hobbies and interests. I also admire your ability to maintain. Oh boy.
Is this from my mom? Is the area code 239? That totally sounds like something my mom would write me.
A healthy, happy marriage with John. Happy Friday, you mother father. Oh, boy.
Oh, he's so close.
Boy,
so
there's
close.
So many cuts here that just make it impossible.
Well, that's a very nice thing to write. If it's not from my mom, I certainly appreciate it. That's very nice of you. And I love my cut, too. I actually love my hair right now. I don't have to dye it. I don't even think about it. Except I'm like, oh, it's getting kind of long. I have to actually wrap it up in a towel. I better get that chopped off again.
You've been talking about cutting your hair for years now.
I know.
Chopping it all off.
Yep.
Well, you've just done that.
I have. Now it's gray.
Many years ago, our car was stolen from out in front of our house in the middle of the night. When we discovered it missing, both my husband and I vaguely remembered hearing a car alarm, but didn't completely wake up. I remember being tired. The alarm stopped, so I went back to sleep. Neither dog barked.
Terrible dogs. They're fired.
Our three kids heard nada.
You know, I think that I think kids are like immune to alarms. Like we've had smoke alarms go off and they didn't wake them up. They didn't notice. The house alarm has gone off a few times. Like I accidentally open up the door. John comes running out. I'm like, it's just me. Don't worry. But the kids just sleep right through it. They just nothing. I know it's going off in their room. What's up with that?
Mom would take care of it. That's why.
No. This ain't my house.
No.
Okay. What do I care?
I thought I heard something.
Yeah.
Friday compliments for Coco.
Oh, someone is theming.
I just saw one for
Bryn. Oh, they did them for all of us.
Yeah.
I'm just reading a couple of them.
This is very sweet. Let's hear them.
Right.
I like the compliment.
You have a very bright
so
mind, and you are a beautiful young woman. The way you have been holding it down in the studio all year is impressive and appreciated. You are a skillful and polished professional. You have a lovely way of being in the world. You add a real freshness and sweetness to the show. Happy Friday. It's Bitty and Bitty Bitty Bomba to you.
Oh, this is so sweet. Read the Bryn
one. I like that.
What is going
Caitlyn
on?
Caitlyn Jenner is a Republican and boring as hell. She certainly does not get my vote. Gavin Newsom all the way.
Yeah, Gavin all the way.
We don't need another reality star in government seats. That
oh, no. Are you sure about
point.
That? Come on. Hasn't that been proved? We need that. Read yours and Bryn's.
I can't find them all right now.
Damn it.
Jane.
Damn it.
Great music this morning. Nice variety. Some throwback. Awesome.
Yeah, good job, Janie.
Tom Jones sounds like the last recording of William Shatner.
It
LOL.
Does.
You know, I do think this, and I assume it's going to be the way I feel about stars that have been stars my whole life is I bet there are people who have loved Tom Jones their whole life and probably will listen to that just because they love his presence. You know,
my dad had Tom Jones 8-tracks. I mean, that was for sure. He was a presence in my house growing up. Tom Jones. What's new, pussycat? Whoa. And he had a couple others. He had a couple, like, pretty big songs. Wasn't the whole thing he was, like, the first guy that ladies would throw their panties at on stage?
That was a thing,
lucky.
Yes.
And also, he has a wife back in, like, Wales or wherever, and she doesn't care what he does on the road. She's like, he always comes home to me. He can do whatever he wants. Oh, and apparently hung like a horse.
Oh, is that true?
That's a rumor.
Oh. You know what? I saw this on, I think Michael Franti was the one that posted it, and I guess we should have reported it since he's someone from the Bay Area. 303 writes, hey, did Zara report on this? Shock G, frontman for hip-hop group Digital Underground, dead at 57.
I actually have that story, but and two other deaths as well, but I didn't get to him because we didn't get through the music.
He's famous for the Humpty Hump. Mm. So you know that song, right?
I'm not sure. I feel like we've had this conversation.
I know that song.
You absolutely do. They had a huge hit with that.
You'd be surprised with my lack of knowledge.
Do me, baby.
Do the Humpty Hump.
There you go. Crank that up.
Let me hear it. Things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me, but you can't get near me. I'm giving more C and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh, yes, ladies.
Let's see if I can just jump in.
Oh, yes, ladies. Here's your chance to do the hump.
Come on. Yeah, sexy lady. I don't know. Come on. I'll
do the humpty hump. His famous line is, did it in a Burger King bathroom. Everybody knows that one.
Only 57 and found in a hotel room in Tampa. So that doesn't bode
well. Oh, no.
I know.
What are they? So drugs.
They're not saying cause of death, but I mean.
Mm-hmm. Bummer.
I hate to say it, but I feel like 57, at my advanced age, I feel like 57 is not that old. And also a hotel room in Tampa.
You know, the thing about hotels, they're anonymous and people with problems go there. So no one's going to say, hey, do you think you should be doing that? You think that's a good idea?
That. Yeah. Oh, I don't want to think about if it's a good idea or not. You know, right. I want to just be alone. Could you buzz off?
I'm here to do what I do.
The lead singer of the Bay City Rollers died at 65. Les McKeown. And also a guy named Joe Long, who was one of the Four Seasons. You know, Sherry, baby. He died of COVID-19.
Oh.
79 years old. Joe Long is his name. So that was our triumvirate of musical death today.
That's all for the text. Thank you for sending those in. And we'll be back to say goodbye after
Sarah
these.
And Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. And now a special Friday treat. A very unexpected. V. Hale is joining us. We're doing an actual crosstalk. This is amazing. V, welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Your co-host is real special sometimes, yeah. Sarah, you know?
Oh, you're talking about me.
This every day.
This is about
you.
Me.
Yeah.
Listen,
you.
I'm sitting here and Bryn goes, oh, look, here's Vanessa. We're going to talk to her now. I'm like, who the is Vanessa? And sure enough, it's V. Hale. Well, now, how am I supposed to ever call you V. Hale again now that I know your name is Vanessa.
Oh. Ooh,
Vanessa. I mean, so you know how you like hit me up on Instagram and you're like, oh, hey, or, you know, random things every now and then, like right on there, it says Vanessa.
So, oh, I never looked at
that. I
don't
know.
And here's the other thing.
Also, your email, I think, is Vanessa Hale.
My email. And like, did you think my birth certificate says like V? Like my parents were like, you know what? I just gave birth. I'm exhausted. Her name's V. I can't just one letter.
Well,
I'm so tired.
There was a little mystery around it. And now the curtain comes down and I see the weakling behind the
weakling. Oh, yeah, that'd be fighting words. That'd be fighting with.
Sorry. What do you want me to say?
Listeners have messaged me and said, hey, Vanessa. So I think you're the weakling. You're the only one that's in the dark.
Well, you're the only one that's in a closet right now. So I don't know what's going on here.
That was
suggested
by me for sure.
I did that for you guys, okay, for sound purposes.
Oh, wait. Can we see her too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, it was definitely Bryn's idea. It's always
there
my
you
idea
are.
To put our guests in the closet. Sorry about that. It's just
you couldn't
best.
See me? Wow, like I said at the beginning, special.
Hey, can we see some of your wardrobe there behind you? What exactly
do
you
walk us through
we're
us
in
through
your closet, huh?
Okay, we're doing this now.
Yeah, yeah, I got a nice,
a
large walk-in closet.
Oh,
I know.
Lose that black and white
tour.
Jacket
is,
there. What
is
that?
This is the winter. This is the winter. Oh, I think there's things.
What is this, Jane's closet? What's going on here?
Yeah, a lot of black here. A lot.
Yeah, it's a weird setup. Now we have the walk-in shower here.
Oh, nice. The shower's in the closet?
Yeah, it's like a massive, and then there's a closet in the loft. This is the whole, the bathroom.
Boy, this is where the magic happens, everyone.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, the magic's the word we'll go with for on-air purposes.
Peek at the pooper. Yeah.
Didn't expect to tour of the house.
I didn't. Yeah. I really.
That is.
Wow.
Yeah. The porcelain god, if you will. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, so ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Vanessa.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
What's coming up on your show, Vanessa?
I think you guys talked about it today. I was going to talk about a little naked Harry Styles.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
It's good times.
I know. Well, you know, it's a big deal. We're all going to talk about it. And my what the hell story of the day today involves a cat's, their anus.
Oh.
I wonder if that's it. Well, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to ruin the story, but
Don't mess with the story. Vanessa's already planned her show.
Don't mess with the story.
What the hell?
All right.
And
all right.
I can't wait to hear everything she says.
All
say
right.
some things now, Vanessa.
Dude, you're going to pay for this later. I hope you know.
Vincent. I'm completely waiting for you to say stuff. Go.
All right, guys.
Do you get a raise like when they're like, he's coming back to your show, so we're going to give you extra money because we just already know what it's like?
Yeah.
Or,
oh, my
I don't know.
God, how dare you?
It's true. We actually get Vinny back. Hey, he doesn't know how to work the Zoom either, so it's...
No, I'm getting a phone call as we speak. From Chappaqua, New York.
Oh, right. I wonder if that's spam.
That's definitely legit. It's not a scam at all.
Yeah, Chappaqua is where all the smart people live.
All right, wrap it up, guys.
Yeah. All right, fine. Hey, V.
Jeez.
Have a great show today. Enjoy
well, I love
your
all of you, but Vinny.
Oh, how dare you,
<I'm> kidding,
Vanessa?
I love you, Vin.
All right, Vanessa's into Rocky next, and we've got Janie later. Who, by the way, said happy Friday, Mother Fathers. She's joining that party, that's for sure. And of course,
Friday, you mother.
Thank you so much, Maria. And we'll see you on. Oh, don't forget the Saturday morning special tomorrow. Did you know we do 6 days a week, V. Hale?
I do. I talk about it on my show. I tell people set your alarm. Gosh darn it, because
yeah, we
you
know that.
Get
we,
up.
We
it's the
time.
Best of.
Yeah, there's no effery involved there.
No,
zero. All right, have a great show. We'll see you Monday.
Thanks, guys.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.